Unique NASA solutions, public key cryptography. We saw in the previous video that if A has a multiplicative inverse, A inverse and Zn, then the equation A times X equals B in Zn has a solution, which we can write as X equals A inverse times B. One thing we did not prove, but which is also important, is that this solution is unique. So in this talk, we'll prove that, prove the uniqueness. In fact, we will have a look at two problems. One is to prove that the solution in the lemma is indeed unique. The other is to prove that if A has an inverse, A inverse, then that inverse is unique. And we'll take the second exercise first. So if an element in Zn has an inverse, then it has exactly one inverse. So how can we prove that? We work by contradiction. So we assume that we have A prime and A double prime, so that A prime times A equals 1, that is, A prime is an inverse. A double prime is also an inverse, so multiplying by A we get 1. And finally, to get a proof by contradiction, we need to prove that the inverse isn't unique. We have to assume that the inverse isn't unique, so A prime is not equal to A double prime. Now, what can we do? We take A prime times A equals 1 by the definition of A prime. Now we are allowed to multiply on both sides of the equation. So we multiply here by A double prime, and we multiply here by A double prime. So we get A prime times A double prime equals 1 times A double prime, so write just A double prime. Now we should remember that the associative law of multiplication. So we put the parentheses here. A times A double prime is the same as A double prime times A because multiplication commutes, and we remember A double prime times A equals 1, so this is 1. So we can scratch that, and we end up with A prime equals A double prime, and this is our contradiction because we assumed A prime not equal to A double prime. So the theorem follows by contradiction. Now we are ready to prove that the equation A times X equals B in Zn has a unique solution, which is A minus A inverse times B. To do the proof, we first need to formalize. What we are really saying in this lemma is that for every x in Zn, if we have an equation A times x equals B, then x is equal to A inverse times B. In this case, we have both an implication and we have a universal quantification. So we will need to use both universal generalization and indirect proof. So we let X now be just any X in Zn. We don't know anything about X except that it's an element in X Zn. That's the basis for universal generalization. then we consider the implication, and we now assume that the hypothesis holds, a times x equals b, and that's going to be all we know about x. Now we are allowed to multiply by a inverse on both sides, so from this we get that, sorry, that should be an x. X equals a inverse times b. So this is valid for any x. So any x can be written on this form, and a inverse is unique. B is a parameter given in the equation, so it's unique. So the claim holds. The solution to an equation x times a times x equals b in Zn is unique if it exists at all. So to summarize, inverses is the key to solve equations. We can't divide, but if we have an inverse, we can multiply. Solutions to first order equations are unique, and inverses are also unique. So that's the message for today. Thank you.